Hello and welcome. I am Jay Yen Hum, Intuitive Healer. Welcome to day one of 21 Days of Energy Healing for Eyesight, Insight, and Vision. So today we're going to work on a cellular level healing for the eyes. And before we begin, I'm just going to send you a grounding energy. Make sure you're grounded. And you can do this by bringing attention to your breath. And please do not be driving or operating heavy machinery while listening to any of my tapes or audios, because I often and almost always activate theta brain waves to help us reprogram our subconscious mind. So yeah, just sit back and relax. And now I'm going to create a counterclockwise vortex of energy to just release from your energy field anything you no longer need, going from the top of your head, sides of your face, your neck, shoulders, upper back, upper chest, mid-back, solar plexus, lower back, lower abdomen, and now down both legs, knees, ankles, and out both arms. Wonderful. So now I'm connecting you to high vibration energy from all parts of the cosmos and surround us with loving angels and light warriors. Alright, so I'm going to start by sending energy healing to the different cells of the eye. So those are the cone cells and the rod cells, and they are photoreceptor cells that help you see color and to help you see in dim light. So there's three kinds of cone cells: S cones, M cones, and L cones. And what they stand for is cones that pick up color of different wavelengths. So S cones pick up color, help you see color of short wavelength. M cones help you see color medium wavelength. And then L cone is the receptor, photoreceptor cells that help you see color of a long wavelength. So, yeah, and all you need to do is just relax, connect with your breathing, and we're going to download healing energies for all three types of cone cells, which are photoreceptor cells in your eyes, so you can see color. And now I'm going to release subconscious patterns and past traumas that may have interfered with you seeing color in any way. And along with the cone cells, you have rod cells that help you see in dim light. So, downloading energy for the rod cells now. And releasing any patterns, subconscious, conscious, emotional, psycho-spiritual, that keep you from receiving these healing energies. Wonderful, wonderful. And now I'm going to connect with one part of the eye at a time to send healing energies to different parts of the eyes, to all the cells that make up these different parts of your eyes, beginning with the cornea, and that's the outer covering of the eyes. It's a dome-shaped layer that protects your eyes from the outside. Yeah. And this layer of the eye tends to regenerate very quickly because it's the protective layer. So, and we're going to release any emotional patterns, subconscious patterns, any interference patterns that keep your cornea from being healthy. And connecting to anyone on this call who may have issues with the cornea being out of shape. So we're going to release all emotional patterns, psycho-spiritual patterns, subconscious patterns that keep you from having healthy cornea. And now I'm connecting to the whites of your eyes, and that is the layer that provides structure and safety for the inner workings of the eye. And I think this layer is called a scleroderma. So sending healing energy to the scleroderma. And again, releasing any subconscious patterns that do not support you to have a healthy scleroderma. And this is also a part of the eyes that allows the tendons of the eyes to attach properly. So if you have any issues with that, we're going to send healing energy to that now. Wonderful. And now sending healing energy to the pupil. That is the opening that allows light in. So first let's release any emotional issues that may interfere with this part of your eyes and what this part of your seeing. Now moving on to the iris, and that's the part that has the pigments. So whether you have blue eye or green eye, the iris is what you're looking at. So So we're going to send healing energy to that part of your eyes. And sending healing energy to the dilator pupilla muscle that allows the iris to close or open wider. Wonderful. Now moving on to the conjunctiva glands, and these are layers of mucus that help the outside of the eyes to stay moist. And now we're going to go to the lacrimal glands that are located on the outer corner of the eyes. And these produce tears to keep your eyes moist. And we're also going to heal any emotional problems that are related to the lacrimal glands. If you have problems with either dry eyes or eyes that overproduce tears. And now sending healing energy to the lenses of the eyes, which are just behind the pupil, and to the ciliary muscles that allow the lens to change shape depending on the amount of light. Okay. And now let's go to the retina of the eyes. And this is the part that's made up of the rods and the cones that are the photoreceptor cells. And it's located in the back of the eyes and connected to the optic nerve. So sending healing energy to the retina. And since the retina is connected to the optic nerve, sending healing energy to our optic nerve. sun and healing energy to the macula, which is the back of the retina. And this is the part that allows you to interpret the details of an object. And the macula has a center called the fovea, and that helps you to see even more detail. So again, we're going to work on the retina, optic nerve, macula, fovea. So we're just going to send healing energy to this entire part, or parts. And now sending healing energy to the ciliary body. Ciliary body is a ring-shaped tissue that holds and controls the movement of the eye lenses. And so it also controls the shape of the lenses. Wonderful. Now moving on to the choroid, which is between retina and sclera, and it provides the blood supply to the eyes. So I'm working on blood supply to the eyes and nutritional nourishment to all parts of the eye. And now sending healing energy to the gel that's located in the back of the eyes, giving it shape. So that's the vitreous humor. And this also supplies nutrients to different parts of the eye. And along with the vitreous humor is the aqueous humor. And that's a water, aqueous humor is the watery substance that fills the eye. So the anterior chamber, which is the front of the iris, and the posterior chamber, which is behind it, are both filled with aqueous humor. So we're just going to connect to those parts. And send healing energy there. And now I'm going to harmonize the whole circulatory system to the eyes. And a part of the nervous system that supports the eyes. Wonderful. So now we have worked on all parts of the eyes. And just stay in this energy for a moment while I harmonize this energy healing we just did with the rest of your body. There we go, wonderful. So that is a really good amount of healing for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And namaste.